have in the mandate on moving to a unified legal framework. I think that we should agree on the following. The existing legal framework establishes a single legal norms for the transport of goods in international shipments and direct shipping. If you want, we can go further. I was talking about in inland waterways, but in fact, that is actually not the topic of the situation today. Now, on para two and three, we're very clearly discussing a third regime. Para two says, well, it's a dispositive norm already, which is for the time being not applicable for the country SMGS. In addition, if the existing agreement falls on, if the transport operation falls under an existing agreement, then we understand from para two that there may be other legal regimes other than those listed here. I think that the task of this group and the purpose of our meeting is to create a single unified legal regime. This is why Article 1, in our view, should establish primarily a unified single set of standards and rules for the carriage of goods between contracting parties. Thank you.